And as always, at this time of the day, we catch up with the man who we call our wild thing. Here he goes. And he's a happy chappy this morning, thanks to a great performance by New South Wales in State of Origin 2 last night down at the MCG. He's on the line, Spud Carroll. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard, and to our listeners. Great performance. I've had a feeling this is the side match wanted from game one due to injuries, couldn't get it. And I've only felt 13-plus, and they certainly did the job.
Yeah, it was a fantastic game. That half-time score was unbelievable, wasn't it? 34-0 and broke all sorts of Origin records, apparently. But, yeah, terrific performance. And you reckon the same team can do it in Game 3?
Well, I have to send a Madge a congratulations. I knew he'd be up this at 5:30 in the morning, and he'd come back straight away. And I then said to him, I still remember the day I sent him a text very early, close to 4 o'clock, and he said, "Sleeping is overrated. I'm already on game 3. So, what I love about last night, every person in the squad, doesn't matter what number you were, come and did the job. I thought the input from the bench was superb. Moses, probably the best come up and see him play. On 2 occasions, come to that line, gave him a whack, and got a loose carry. So, great performance.
And what did you think about the sin binning, particularly for the tap on the head? That was ridiculous.
Come on. Someone's always like a tap the referee on the head. Like, seriously, that was, my mum hits harder. Dead set. My mum's 5 foot tall. I cannot believe they got... You can see their faces down, mate. This is embarrassing. But what it is, it's also a game changer.
Yeah.
In that 10 minutes, Queensland didn't score 2 tries.
Yeah. Now, you're in the lead-up to the game, Manly and Queensland captain Daly Cherry-Evans said the code could boost their viewership numbers by making the kick-off time 6 o'clock rather than 8 o'clock. You've got an opinion on that one?
I think an hour early. For me, only 8 o'clock. It's 8:10 by the time of the national anthems. It's the longest day in history as a player. I feel sorry for the kids. You know, these young kids just want to be, these first grade players, State of Origin, they want to, they're staying up late, going to school tomorrow. It makes a nightmare when you've got kids going to school.
Yeah.
Going to bed late.
Yeah. All right. 1 hour, 70. I don't think the television networks would like 6 o'clock. There goes the news.
Of course not.
Yeah, exactly. The women's State of Origin game, you've been watching these. They've been great games, but number 3, it's on tonight. We're covering that game. Jimmy Smith, Mary Constantopoulos are calling the game from 7 o'clock. You're going for a Blues win tonight?
Yeah, we want to drive it into them, don't we? But the way they play us, they're improving the skill level every game. Their tackling technique is superb. The best thing about it, there are only 2 women at the tackle, not 3 and 4.
Yeah.
They're playing rugby league how we used to love it.
Indeed. Okay, round 17 of the NRL. It kicks off tomorrow night. There's the one game. It's the Bulldog-Sharks game. Again, all the action here from 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Joel Cain, Brett Camorley and Justin Horro calling the game. Bulldogs and Sharks, Canterbury looking to bounce back following the loss to the Roosters, welcoming back a number of players. Crichton's been named again, amongst the reserves, depending on how he pulls up from Origin. And Cronulla fresh off the bye, obviously trying to get back in the winner's circle. I'm going the Doggies. Who do you like tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm catching you, so I'm going to go the opposite
way. Actually, you slipped one back. I got 3 last week, and you only got 2.
Yeah, I was playing games with you, Richard, at the moment. But I think as a State of Origin period, what I love is when the players who put their body on line for their state, they want to play for their team. It means everything to me, and I think I'll go the opposite.
You're going Sharks, okay. The early game, the 3 o'clock game on Saturday, the Warriors take on the Broncos. New Zealand copped an absolute flogging from the Titans, and it doesn't get any easier. Their minus Sean Johnson, Watin Zalesniak's also out, I think a couple back from suspension though. Barnett and Capewell are both back from Origin duties, Brisbane fresh off the bye. I'm going the Broncos.
Okay, I think the Warriors, they bounce back at home. they would be absolutely filthy what happened last week. At home, they're a different beast. So we'll go to Warriors.
Okay, the 5:30 game here in Newcastle at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights take on Parramatta. New 5-8, Jack Cogger's out, injured, and Will Price, who Joey Johns has been pushing for, he's the English import. He's been named to make his debut at 5-8. Kai Pearce, Paul Pearce is back from injury, and from Parramatta, who are coming last at the moment, they've named Mitch Moses to back up. He had a fantastic game last night, but I'm going my team, the Knights.
Yeah, well, I'll go Parramatta. I think Moses, he'll come back, he'll play, positive energy. I'm also, as I said, Joey loves that number seven, and he's made his debut. I also think that Brad Arthur's son, the youngest one who played under 19s, he's made his debut off the bench, so it's been a great year for debutants.
Sure
what about the one we had last night?
Yes.
Yeah, Dylan Edwards, 200 metres, try. Looked like he's been there for 10 years.
Yeah, he looked right at home, didn't he? So you're going Parramatta?
Thank you.
All right, the 7:30 game down in Melbourne at Amy Park. Storm take on the Raiders, the latter leaders. Held off a very strong Dolphins outfit to get the job done last week. Xavier Coates, Harry Grant, they've been named to back up Canberra, who copped a shock loss to the Tigers last week. Tom Starling's back from concussion. I'm going Storm at home.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you, Storm. I have to go against them. The other week, I just keep losing players. The next thing, they're in the lead again, so we'll go Melbourne.
Okay, three games on Sunday. The first game, that's the 2 o'clocker. The Dragons take on the Dolphins, fresh off the bye last week. The Red V, they've included Ben Hunt and all the Zach Lomax to back up, and the Finns, who were unlucky to go down to Melbourne last week, they've named the Hammer to back up from Origin alongside Felice Kafusi, and I think Tevita Pangai Jr. off the bench will probably get a bit more game time. I'm going the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'll go the Dolphins as well. I just think Wayne Bennett factor, they're in the eight for a reason. Those players, especially the Queenslanders coming back, will be filthy with their performance. And I guarantee you, they'll put it on a show on the weekend.
Okay, the telly game, the 4 o'clock game at Bluebet Stadium, the Panthers take on the Cows. Boy, all the Penrith players last night were fantastic. Both sides coming off a bye, going with the Panthers.
Can't go past them, can you? They are this time of year. I think Cleary must be only about a week away. Every player that goes into a position to cover, they do a fantastic job. I think we'll see Penrith at its best.
All right, final game, round 17, the 6 o'clock game on Sunday. The Roosters take on the Tigers. Chooks thumped the Dogs last week. But they're going to be without Junior Pauga, who copped a 4-game suspension. All their Origin reps are back, and Tigers fans have something to cheer about at present, with the club notching up their second consecutive win, and they've welcomed back Clemmer from suspension. I'm going the Roosters.
Yeah, I think by a long way. The Roosters have only got one more Origin game on paper. Geez, they're hard to beat, and in the back end of the year, we'll see the best of the Roosters. I think they'll get a roll going right now. So Tigers, unfortunately, I can't see three in a row.
No, neither can I. All right, mate, good to talk to you. Have a great, good calling over the weekend, and we'll catch up next Thursday.
Thank you, mate. See you.
Yeah, Mark Spud Carroll, one of our NRL Nation commentators. Don't forget all the action of the Women's State of Origin Game 3 from Townsville. You can hear all of that tonight here from 7 o'clock.